9589 Southwest 8 Road 200, Ocala, Florida is the location. Friday the 27th is the day, and 3 p.m. is the time. Come celebrate with us at Tanter Field of Ocala.
Ocala's information station, 1370 WOCA. Ocala!
All right, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. How important is money to you? Is money important to you?
Oh, yeah, but we need it.
Everyone needs money. Yeah, a lot of people will say, no, not that important. Not really, you know.
Yeah.
Well, if you can say that, then you're probably wealthy. I think a good portion of us would probably say we could use some more money. And we've got a weird relationship with money anyway. It's just kind of a weird thing. So let's find out if we can learn from somebody who has the information that we might need to make money. I guess that's the best way to say that. Gary Stone is on the phone. Did you say he's calling from Australia?
I believe so, yes.
Wow. He's an investor, a researcher, a coach in the stock market, and the founder of Share Wealth Systems. He's a marathon and an ultra marathon runner. Wow, how far do you run in an ultra marathon?
Yeah.
His book is called Blueprint to Health, Powerful Time-Tested Investing Strategies to Grow Your Nest Egg. Good morning, Gary Stone.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to be on with you.
Thank you for calling. Are you in Australia right now?
Yes, I am.
Well, gosh, thank you for calling in. Sounds like there's a delay, which is expected since you're on the other side of the planet. But it might cause us to speak over you, and I don't mean to be rude, and Robin doesn't either. So just so you know that in advance, we're just apologizing. So thank you for calling in. What time is it there? Is it midnight? What is it?
It's 1 a.m. or 7 minutes past 1 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. You got to do these radio interviews. Is that where you live? I mean, it sounds like that's where you're from, but do you live there?
I do live here, and I invest in the United States, and so all the research in the book is about the United States, investing in the United States financial markets.
That's an important thing to say, and I was going to go there with a question. I was just curious if investing information is the same in every country, but this is specifically for us here in the U.S.
Correct. So it's specific for the retirement investing proposition for Americans investing in the long term, over the long term in the United States.
Is this something you discovered on your own? Is this information that the average successful investor knows already, or is this something that is kind of new?
Well, it's not new, but what I found in my research and having been groupie around educating and coaching people for the last 26 years in investing is that I'm just absolutely amazed at how few people know really what should be basic information about investing and how to go about it.
Okay, so now you got our attention. We're all ears. I want to know how to do this. So would you start small? I mean, would the average person, let's say somebody making $40,000 a year, they're barely scraping by, and they've got the house to pay for, and then the car, and the kids, and everything else. Well, how do they take any of that money at all and invest it? What's the best advice?
Well, there's been a change that started about 20 years ago, or just under 20 years ago, to move to what's called a defined contribution scheme, which is effectively 401k.
Right.
And 401ks are not for people to invest in 401ks or to save a 401k entity is not mandatory in the United States, but it's becoming more and more default for people when they start a new job, and so that becomes a kind of a forced saving for retirement, and that's an area that people should just do without even thinking about it.
Okay.
And most younger people and people in their 30s and 40s and even 50s are doing that anyway. So that's really the area where people can save for retirement and the area that I focus on to do it as best you can and just get some basic information to be able to do it better than what the default is that people just default to.
Okay. And in this country anyway, the word pension is almost not even used anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 401k has replaced what the pension used to be, even though it's, I don't think it's as good as the old pensions were, though.
Correct. So in the old days, it was old days, I may say that, it was a defined benefit scheme, and there's been this movement from which started many years ago from defined benefit to defined contribution. And defined benefit, which were pensions that your company invested for you, and effectively they took very little risk, which meant that you took all the risk, but you didn't know it.
Right.
The fees were high, they were hidden, and you also, because there was so much that the company was investing on your behalf, it limited raises you might get in your salary. Whereas the defined contribution world that we now live in has exposed things like fees. You can, there's far more flexibility in how much you can invest, and so it's become and the risk is certainly become more the individual. But this requires that you need to know a bit more information about it. But the big benefit is that you can retire with a lot more money than you would have under a defined benefit scheme.
Okay. And but is it still using the 401k, or are we talking about something aside from
it? Is.
Oh, it still uses 401k?
Well, both. Yes, a 401k is, and an IRA, which is an individual independent retirement arrangement. So effectively, an IRA is the way that gives you the most flexibility for doing it yourself.
Okay.
Sometimes people will set up trusts, and are these trusts interest-bearing?
Yeah, well, when you say trust, it is an entity that you can as a trust. But really, for retirement investing, the way to do it is to do it through an IRA is the way that will give you the most flexibility. But most people don't do that. What most people do is when they start a new job, they will be given a form to select which fund they should invest in their 401k contributions into. And what research shows is that 80% of working individuals select a balanced or diversified mutual fund in which to invest. And that is probably the biggest mistake that they will make for their long-term retirement investing.
The book is called Blueprint to Wealth, and the author of the book is Gary Stone, calling in from Australia, where it's 1 o'clock in the morning right now, and the toilet flushes the other way or something like that. So I you sort of hit on something before we go to the break. Does the book help us identify investments we should stay away from?
It does, very much so. The whole theme of the book is to stay away from balanced and diversified active mutual funds, and to go towards or to invest in what are called index exchange traded funds. And I can define that after the break. But effectively, what the book shows through extensive research is that people are foregoing hundreds of thousands of dollars, and for those in their 20s who are going to invest for the next 40, 45 years, well over $1 million they are forfeiting through just making two really basic mistakes when they start investing through their 401k.
Wow. Okay, let's take that break, and then I want you to explain that, if you could, a little bit more in detail. Obviously, the book is going to be the ultimate way to figure this out. Blueprint to Wealth is what it's called. I think there's a website, blueprinttowealth.com. Is that right, Gary?
Correct, that's exactly it.
Okay, and we'll mention that again before we wrap it up. Let me take a break, and we'll be right back with Gary Stone. You're listening to The Source. This is WOCA Ocala.
The weather is brought to you by MyFWC.com. Safe boating is no accidents. Wednesday will turn out mostly sunny and pleasantly warm with a high of 77 to 81. Increasing clouds winds tonight, perhaps some fog patches late, low 56 to 60. Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy and warm with a chance of a shower, high 78 to 82. For Friday, sunshine and some clouds, breezy and cooler, high 64 to 68. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Career Source Citrus Levy Marion brings together business and community partners, economic development leaders, and educational providers to connect employers with qualified, skilled talent and job seekers with employment and career development opportunities. Tune in the first and third Wednesday of each month at 9:30 a.m. to Career Source Citrus Levy Marion and learn how they can help you.
Hey, I'm Gary.
And I'm Eric. Did you know that Red Eye Radio is on WOCA The Source every night from 2 to 6 a.m. and it's live?
That's right. No tape shows here.
We know that the...
with you live from 2 till 6 a.m. every weekday. Call us 866-90-RED-EYE. So join me, Gary McNamara.
And me, Eric Harley, every weeknight to discuss the latest in news and entertainment.
Right here on WOCA, The Source.
If you or a loved one is suffering with knee, shoulder, neck or back pain, plantar fasciitis, peripheral neuropathy, and even tennis elbow, and would like to learn about how there are treatments that may benefit you, go to drjuanyourdan.com, then listen in on the first and third Thursday at 10 a.m. and hear from health professionals doing these treatments and patients who have benefited from them. First and third Thursdays, 10 a.m. Next Generation MD, right here on The Source.
Hi, this is JP from Penn Flooring here in Ocala. I would like to invite you to come in and visit our spacious showroom where we have solutions for every style and budget. From wall-to-wall carpet to hardwood floors and tiles, we have an unsurpassed selection of flooring. At Penn Flooring, we've provided quality customer service with a family touch for over 25 years. Visit our website at pennflooring.com or come by our showroom, 1201 Southwest 17th Street, just over the bridge. Penn Flooring, quality customer service with a family touch.
Baumgarten of Ocala leads in the area of orthopedic care with proven outcomes. Planning to have a new hip or knee joint due to arthritis or as the result of a fall, Baumgarten may be the answer. Guests appreciate the services of highly trained therapists and state-of-the-art equipment. And if you pre-register, you can secure a private room at no extra charge by mentioning this ad. Baumgarten makes no bones about it. They provide the best in orthopedic care. Call 854-6262. That's 854-6262.
Right, 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. We are on the phone with Gary Stone. Hopefully he's waiting patiently down in Australia for us to come back from the break. His book is called Blueprint to Wealth, and before we took the break, we were asking him about some, you know, red flags, things we should look out for, things we should stay away from. And some of the things you mentioned, Gary, were things we hear all the time as being promoted, being sold, advertised, in mm-hmm. other words.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, so the mutual fund financial establishment in all countries, but particularly in the United States, you know, put a huge amount of money into advertising and what I call perfidious propaganda, where effectively they are promoting that people invest in diversified funds. So they use this term diversification to fear to put and volatility of the stock market that you need to diversify away from. To put fear into investors' hearts and minds to say, this is the way you got to do it. And by the way, it's so hard that you got to do it with us and you got to pay us these fees to do it.
Right.
And really what the message and the theme of the book is that it is far, far simpler than what these people make it out to be. And you don't need to be fee fleeced and overdose on diversification for many, many years. And it can get far better returns than what they do.
Really? And is it easy? I mean, in today's day and age, do we do everything on our computers? How do we actually change anything that we... Like, if we're keeping an eye on our investments, and we have one that we don't... Yep. We're not happy with, how easy is it to change that or get rid of it?
Well initially, the hard work goes into... When I say hard work, you know, if anybody's... you know, applied for insurance or done any paperwork to buy a motor car or whatever, it's the same paperwork would be required to set up an entity such as an IRA. And particularly people who have their own small businesses, you know, have even more flexibility with what entities they can set up. And this, you know, there won't be enough time to go through them all now, but and how much they can put away for retirement. But the whole secret to this is to focus on what are called index exchange traded funds, and index exchange traded funds follow the stock market index. Now, when people the moment I mention stock market, I'm sure most of your listeners are going to go, "Oh, God, that's all so difficult, and you know, it's risky, and all sorts of things." And the point I want to make is that trying to select individual stocks is a very difficult thing to do, whereas there's this instrument called an exchange traded fund that you can invest in, and some brokerage houses such as Fidelity, which is one of the biggest in the world, you can invest in some of these exchange traded funds for $0 commission. So no commission to buy or sell them. And the book talks about a couple of strategies, but the one strategy, the most simplest strategy, is to basically buy an index exchange traded fund and never sell it. And once a quarter, every 3 months, which literally takes you 15 minutes a quarter and an hour a year, you just buy some more with your retirement contributions, and you never sell those. And every quarter, you reinvest, you take the dividends that are paid and you reinvest them by buying some more. All it does is cost you an hour a year. And the beauty of the strategy is that an index exchange traded fund can never go to zero like a stock. And of course, the big stories that people have heard of in the past, like Lehman Brothers and WorldCom and Enron, these huge companies that delisted and went broke, that can't happen if you buy into an index exchange traded fund. And the other thing to mention, so that gets rid of the diversification, you're invested in a single asset class. And the other thing is that index exchange traded funds have fees that are in the order of up to 20 times less per annum than what you would pay to invest in an active mutual fund and also use an investment advisor. So you're cutting fees massively, and you're also getting far better returns by investing directly into the stock market through an individual listed fund.
Wow. I just went to your website, and then I signed up for something. I don't know. I put my email address in there. and then it took me to the Amazon page, and it looks like you've got really good reviews. And you can get the Kindle version for only $8.99. That's pretty good. Wow. Now, that's a good investment.
Wow, that put it up.
Oh, is it higher than it used to be?
It was a dollar less.
A dollar less.
it sounds like a very affordable book. The paperback is $19.95. Is that higher than it used to be?
No, that's the same.
Same, okay. But the Kindle one went up a dollar.
When a person wants to go and put their money in the index of exchange-traded funds, is that clearly marked as a group, or do we have to go to an investment counselor and tell them that's what we want to do, and then they can show us what to look for?
No, you can sign up with a broker dealer such as Fidelity or Scottrade or Charles Schwab, any of these, and you can and there's one called First Trade, and you can actually buy an ETF for as much as you like. You could take $1 million if you have that sort of money to invest, and it would cost you a flat fee of somewhere between $7.95 and $9.95, or if my favorite exchange-traded fund is the S&P 400 Mid-Cap ETF, which is its ticker symbol is IJH, that's Indigo Juliet Hotel, IJH. And with some brokerage houses, like, for instance, Fidelity and First Trade, they don't charge you any commission whatsoever. So there's no additional fee to buy these when you initially buy, or when you reinvest the dividends, or when you invest your retirement contributions. It costs you nothing to do so.
Are there any rules that prevents, like, Robert and I are both 62. Are we over the hill? Is it too late for us to get involved in something like this?
No. Well, your investing career, you've probably got 30 years ahead of you, so it's still a long-term investing proposition. And that's what people don't realize. And you know, for you to do that now, literally the paperwork to open up a brokerage account with, you know, Fidelity or First Trade is the same as, you know, so many other bits of paperwork you've done in your life.
Right.
And you can go and buy that index ETF and at zero commission, and you can become a sophisticated investor and do better than what a financial planner or a financial advisor or what an active mutual fund would do for you over the next 30 years.
I think the 401ks, I remember when I got my first one through my employer back in the early 1980s, there was only one thing. We gave $1,000 a year, and then the employer matched that, and then that would be sitting in an interest-bearing bank account. But now the 401ks, they're so diverse, intertwined with stocks and everything, that's really a wonderful thing that you're giving us warnings about that.
Absolutely. I mean, the 401k has become massive business in the United States, and you know, so what there's a whole industry of what we call 401k providers, and these 401k providers go to companies, to businesses, and say, you know, use us as the 401k provider for all your employees, and then they charge, depending on which 401k provider you the company selects, you know, somewhere between 0.5%. And the really low ones are probably 0.3 or 0.4%, but typically you know, they're around about 1% to 1.4% per annum. And then you know, put into the add-on to the top of that is the active mutual funds that they invest in are charging you know, somewhere between another 0.2 and another 1.1% per annum. So if an individual goes to an investment advisor outside of their business environment to get some additional investment advice, they could be paying another 0.5 to 1.5% per annum. So these fees on a compounded basis, and that's another real trick. In fact, if there's one theme to the book, it's compounding, the power of compounding, but working both in your favor and against you. So if you're paying 1, 2, or 3% in fees per annum, to give you an idea you know, what effect that has, for somebody who is in their late 20s, has 40 years to retirement, just 0.75% per annum for somebody starting with $15,000 and contributing $5,500 a year, which is the limit for an IRA, they will forfeit just in 0.75% per annum, they will forfeit $520,000 in fees for that 0.75%.
Wow.
So when you're paying 2 or 3% away, it's hundreds and if probably even over $1 million will be forfeited in fees over a lifetime of investing.
Again, the book is called Blueprint to Wealth. The website is blueprinttowealth.com. Gary Stone is the author of the book. I was just reading through some of the reviews, and one of the things that kind of resonates with me is it's not over my head. I'm not reading the review right now, but I mean, it sounds like people who don't know much about investing are saying that the book speaks to them, even though they're not professional investors. So that's what I can relate to, because I do a radio show. I don't invest. I don't know anything about mm-hmm. it, to be honest.
Well, the term that I've used, Larry, is that my target market when I started writing the book was for this to be able to be understood by what I call the everyday investor. And that is everybody, and this is what people don't understand, is everybody who is putting away money for retirement is by default an investor. It's just that 80% of them don't realize it. And what I've done in the book is I've written it in a conversational mode where I'm mentoring this fictitious composite customer, if you like, of mine, whose name is Ian. And Ian asks some pretty tough questions, but he also asks a lot of dumb questions, and that's how the information gets out onto the pages.
Yeah, that
and
would be me.
Makes it easy for people to understand.
If you sat across from me trying to, I'd be that Ian. I'd be that one. Gary, thank you for being on the air with us today. You definitely have our interest piqued. Go to the website blueprinttowealth.com or to Amazon or any place else. The book just came out in September, so it's a relatively new book, and it is called, of course, Blueprint to Wealth. Gary Stone, thank you so much for being on the air with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me on, Larry and Robin.
All right, and it is morning in Australia right now, so it's actually the 26th of January, isn't it?
That's correct, and it's our national, it's our 4th of July here today.
Oh,
is that really?
Happy 4th of July.
So no wonder you're awake, all those fireworks
what
going
fun.
On.
All
right. Thank you, Gary. All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump has made claims of a rigged voting system, which spokesman Sean Spicer only yesterday said
he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
And now he'll likely have his own study. This morning, the president tweeting he'll order an investigation into voter fraud, which state officials in charge of the election have said they've found no evidence of. President Trump also getting ready to sign some executive orders, one taking the first steps toward building a wall along the border with Mexico. Another order targets funding for sanctuary cities.
It will also seek to identify criminal aliens and bolster ICE's abilities to go after those individuals.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. And an upscale hotel attacked in Mogadishu. leaving at least 12 people dead in the Somali capital, militants setting off a car bomb as well as a second explosion. Fox News, we report, you decide.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The entire world watched. They watched each step.